Okay, Amy, well, first of all, I mean, congratulations on making it these last 15 months. Can you just talk in general about what these last 15 months have been like for you as a restaurateur here, trying to navigate this whole thing?
You know, it felt like every day was a new day. Every day, it was one step at a time. We are extremely fortunate to have really great customers and have a really great management team. We have a great group of employees. So we all just had to go in it every day, just giving it our best. But there's just a lot of unexpected twists and turns. And a lot of times that we had to stop and pivot, regroup, make new plans. But we've made it through, and we just kept figuring out what's our best option right now, and then would go forward with that.
You know, of all the people I talked to when this whole thing first hit, you were the one. One World was really the one that was kind of okay, the most okay with what the governor had handed down. You said, hey, you know, these are the rules. We got to follow them. We're not going to try and combat it. So I'm curious to know, at what point, if you have at all, did you start to relax some of the mandates that were handed down from the state and, by that matter, by the federal government as well?
So we continue to do everything by the book. So we only made changes when we found out. And most of the time you'd find out from the news, you know, from listening. So when the governor, when they made the recommendations that, you know, you could go to 25% indoor capacity, when you could, every time those things changed, that's when we changed. So we did continue to follow everything the way that was directed to us throughout this entire process.
Yeah. And so with that being the case, are there still things that you're doing that you are not going to stop doing until this Friday? Will this Friday change anything for you?
At this point, we did, you know, with the CDC guidelines about letting customers know that if they've been vaccinated, that they don't have to wear a mask, but then asking, please do wear yours if you haven't. We did change the sign on our door. At this point, because we have a beautiful patio outside, we have lots of tables out there, we're not planning to change anything as far as adding more seats indoors quite yet, just because the other challenge that everyone's going through is just with the labor. We have an amazing group of people, but we are still hiring for serving positions. So until our staff is back to higher than where we were at before, then we'll probably will add more indoor tables. But as of right now, we'll probably just keep on the way we've been going.
You actually led into the next question I wanted to ask you. When I first talked to you and a couple of other restaurateurs here in the area, one of the biggest common themes, I guess you would say, was how is this going to affect our staff? Are we going to have to lay people off? We feel like this is going to hurt the waitress who is a single mother of three trying to support all those children at one time. So have these last 15 months affected your personnel, your ability to staff as many people as you would like to?
Well, so it's interesting. We have, like I said, we have a great core staff. We have people that have been with us many years. And, you know, fortunately, we still have our team together. And actually, we're busier now than pre-pandemic. So when we're growing our staff, it's actually to higher than pre-COVID numbers. So we're hiring to actually be at a higher capacity staffing wise than when we were before. And so, you know, there's a lot of speculation as to why are sales higher, you know, why are we busier than ever? Some people say there's those stimulus checks. Some people, you know, think that maybe because there have some places temporarily closed down, but we remained open the whole time. You know, we're not really sure. We just, like I said, we're just trying to do our best every day, and we're so grateful. We're so thankful that, you know, last year was so scary. We didn't know where we'd be. We just kept saying, let's just keep going as long as we can go. And then to be here now that we're feeling stronger as a company, as a group, like to feel stronger is actually a really good feeling.
Sure. And I was actually going to add to that as well. I was going to say, do you think that there might actually be a little bit of an excitement over the fact that everything is lifting and that is why you're busier now than you were before? Do you think that maybe that plays into it? And because everything is lifting and it will officially be lifted as of Friday, you're only going to get busier.
Definitely. I think that customers are excited to get out again. I think everyone's starting to feel more comfortable. I think now that these vaccination rates are higher and higher, I think even employees, like, we're all feeling, you know, there was a scary time working with the public. You know, there were so many unknowns and, you know, we just, you know, we were trying to figure out how to do everything as safe as possible. And so now to feel like there's, you know, it's a little bit more, it's a little bit more comfortable to be at work. There's a little bit less fear in the air. That's a really good feeling. So yeah, it is really nice to see people coming out. We hear from customers all the time. This is the first time I've been out to eat in months. And, you know, there's still customers that, you know, are preferring to wait and only eat outside. Whereas some people are like, oh, I'd be fine either way. So you're definitely seeing the population get a lot more comfortable being out to eat. So yeah, I do expect, like you said, I do expect after Friday when it's officially open, I think that people will be even more comfortable to get out and about.
And do you have anything really planned, any special, hey, reopening celebration, anything like that planned for what's coming up?
Oh my gosh, now that you say that, that probably would be a good idea. At this point, no. At this point, we are actually just still actively hiring. Because we do anticipate that throughout the summer we'll be busier. I mean, I guess the one change we did make is our hours are still like what we call our winter hours, just because until, like, there's a lot of people on doubles. So until we have people on less doubles, we probably are going to keep our hours a little bit lower. We close at 7 or 8 instead of 8 and 9, which isn't a big change, but that is a good idea. Maybe once we get a little farther and we get a good pace, maybe we can do a nice patio party to celebrate, like, we survived, we made it. We're still here.
You mentioned a group. Do you just mean the core group of employees, or do you mean that it's actually part of a bigger restaurant group?
No, we're just a single location, but just our employees that, you know, we have many people that have been with us for many years, and you hear a lot of negativity right now about the unemployment, and that's just one of those things, like the extra incentives that are offered with unemployment, and it's just one of those things that, like, we continue to just be so grateful for everyone that, like, has chosen to, like, you know, come in, and when through those scary times, they came in, they did their best, and we were able to not close. We were able to always offer carry out. We were able to offer the outdoor dining, even in cold weather. We just continued to pivot and figure out ways, and we couldn't have done that without our amazing employees, because if they would have decided, I'm just going to wait it out, it would have been a different story. So I think that's kind of like, that's a company culture that we're all about, is showing that gratitude. And I don't know, sometimes I think customers pick up on that, because they've been giving us that same energy back. They've been extremely patient with us. They've been understanding of changes. And I think that's that good attitude from everybody all around is what's helped perpetuate us moving forward in a good way.
Well, Amy, I got to tell you, not that you sounded morose the first time I talked to you, but just talking to you now, you sound extra excited for what's to come.
Oh, we're so excited. We can't wait to see what the next year brings up.
Well, Amy, thank you so much again for giving us a few minutes today, and all the best, and congratulations on making it, and continued success going forward.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll see you around soon.